Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
God's Word is eternal. God's Word never changes. I mean, politically right now in the United States, it seems like pendulums swing left and right. 4 years of this, 4 years of that, 4 years of good, 4 years of bad. They switch to and fro. But the fact of the word is, when you're a new creation in Christ and your feet are on the rock and your feet are on the foundation, they're there for eternity. Ephesians 4, verse 17. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that from now on walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. I am speaking with Christians now. A Gentile, a New Testament Gentile, are those that simply do not accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. There's two types of individuals, saved by the blood of Christ and those who are not saved. That's it. And when the blindness of your heart is referring to a hardened heart. What hardens a heart? The things of the world, the motives of the world, the cares of the world, the materialism of the world. It takes you away. It could own you. Lusts, anger, revenge, hatred. They'll blind your heart. And here we go. Verse 19, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. A sexual mess, a greedy mess. But you have not so learned Christ. Basically, before you know Jesus, sure, there are laws intact that just coming out of the womb, as you grow up, you don't want to go to jail. You don't have to be saved to know you don't want to go to jail. There are laws set up. But the fact of the matter is, when you're a Christian, the laws are in your heart. And you're not ruled by sexuality, greediness. That's what ruled us before we came into the kingdom. One more dollar. All I need is one more dollar. Never content, never satisfied, in a mess. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Now, Paul is talking to a church where most have never even physically seen Jesus. But what he's saying here, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. And that goes for you and I today by his Holy Spirit. Yes, he is real. People, we have been saved from above. This did not come from our parents. It did not come from a church. It did not come from a diploma. It did not come from a seminary. It came from above. You now are a new creation in Christ. You have escaped the things of this world. You have been set free from all the straitjackets of this world. Now he warns us that you put off concerning the former conversation, which also means conduct, the old man, which is corrupt according to its deceitful lusts. People, if you want to do the foundation of Jesus Christ, you can't live a willful sinner anymore. You have to turn from your wicked ways. It's not going to be easy. If you've totally led a life of, deviancy, sexual disgustingness, greed, covetousness, and the Lord comes into your heart, you all of a sudden you realize, I've been wrong. But the shackles sometimes, they just don't freely fall off. Now that you have the conviction, it's your turn to get on your own personal cross, to deny yourself, It's not going to be easy in a lot of occasions. I mean, look at what our Savior had to do by sweating blood in the garden. This walk with Christ is a narrow gate, and few are going to find it. But the end of the story is heaven. The end of the story is eternal glory. The end of the story is paradise. The same paradise that the man dying at the cross next to Jesus, that Jesus promised to him. But we have to put off our former man and all his deceitful lusts. And why are the lusts deceitful? Because they appear to be fun. They appear to be enjoyment. You know, greed. A lot of times people are selfish ambitions, working themselves to the bone, workaholics. And sure, they might now have nice houses. They might have nice cars. But in the long run, you've made an idol out of everything. So it's deceitful. You can still work hard, but not make an idol out of it. It's not everything, folks. It's all going to pass. It's a delusion. Everything we see with our physical eye is temporary, and the Lord warned us about that. It's temporary. It's vanity. It's all going to burn. The fact of the matter is, Jesus Christ's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stay forever. And it says to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You want a definition of the new person that you are once you receive Christ? It's not just signing a card, people. All of a sudden, righteous behavior is going to follow you. True holiness, which is basically separation, is going to follow you. All of a sudden, you might find yourself with new friends. You can't hang with the same gang. You aren't going to partake in the same silly stories, same silly jokes. You just can't do it anymore. Because now that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost live in you, you can't take it. You want to live a holy, righteous life. Wherefore, put away lying. That's the first thing that the Lord mentions here. The first change of heart. Stop lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Stop your lying. Stop your exaggerations. Stop all your false stories. Stop it. Speak truth to one another. If you're ripping people off, stop it. Lying. Next, be ye angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. First he talks about lying. Now he's talking about anger. Sure, some things are going to get us angry. We're not just floating around on this planet. But don't sin. Don't let it turn into revenge. Don't let it keep you up at night. Don't let it toss and turn. It says not to let the sun go down upon your wrath before you hit the hay that night. You pray. You get right with the Lord and with yourself and say, no, whatever this thing was getting me angry, if anything, it was a test. That's it. A lot of things that make you angry can easily turn into lusts. Yes, you lust to have things your way. And when they don't go your way, you get angry. That's what causes anger on 98% of the occasion. Things aren't going your way. You're one way or another. You can't find something. Somebody says something wrong. You know, you set an expectation and someone lets you down. Your spouse just said something that upsets you. Things aren't going your way. And you become angry. Forget your way. Don't let your way become an idol. Everything wants to be an idol, gang. The powers of darkness are relentless on trying to get another idol in your life. Don't let it happen. Things aren't going to be easy in this life. Next, do not give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Now he's talking about stealing. First lying, then anger, and now stealing. Guess what? Stop it. That's it. If there's if there's something in your heart that wants to rip people off, I don't care if you're a used car salesman, stop it. Speak truth. Don't steal. But it says, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. In other words, quit trying to take the easy route by taking your neighbor's goods by stealing. Not right. Work with your own hands. Next, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto people that hear your words. Watch your tongue. Watch your gossip. Watch your unrelentless, daggering criticisms that don't have any basis. Watch your trying to get the last word in constantly. Whatever it may be, it's corrupt communication. What's corrupt means? It's communications that does not give life. Yes, it has no need. And the Lord warns us in James about the tongue. It's the smallest member we have, but it could start a huge fire. It could destroy generations. It really could. Watch your communication. But that which is good to the use of edifying. I'm not talking flattery. I'm not talking lying. But hey, help people. Point out the good things. Build people up. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. How do you grieve the Holy Spirit? By not listening to him. Don't you want to grieve? If you have a child and you tell them to do something, but they go wayward and they might go the wrong way, you grieve about it. Well, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a job. He has a mission. The job is to convict you of your sin, to show you righteousness, to show you justice. And that's his job. And now it's for you to choose which way you want to go. And he goes on to tell us after that, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. There are actually 8 pinpoints here. All right. Put off the former conversation. Don't lie. Be angry, but sin not. Give no place to the devil. If you're stealing, stop stealing. Beware of all corrupt communication. Let no bitterness and wrath and anger or clamor or evil speaking be with you. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. People, this is a walk. This is good renewing of the mind. This is basic foundational Christian works. This distinguishes us from the animals, the Canaanite nations. Yes, this makes us part of the kingdom. Yes, all this won't save us, but it's fruits that do come with your salvation that we are to be obedient about, that we are to be fighting about. Yes, you do not want to fall back. Jesus Christ paid too much of a price. He denied himself. He cried. He sweat for you and I, and he loves us. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org, or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.